It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelorette recap podcast, hosted by a male interracial best friend duo. AB, I thought that was a pretty good episode. Almost really good. It kind of depends on how the ending resolves itself next week. We got at least one of the Lukes gone, maybe two. We got a lot of mic screen time. We got some sanctioned violence. Not unsanctioned violence like we saw last
week.
This
was just good, clean violence, Rim.
Yes, this is fair. Everyone's prepared for the level of violence. The expectations are set, and I appreciate that. What'd you make of this episode, AB?
I enjoyed the episode, Rim. We had breathtaking views all over Scotland.
You know, I'm glad you like that. When they went to Scotland, I thought AB's gonna call this trip white people shit, and I'm gonna be offended.
I was literally just about to say, when someone says Scotland or Ireland, I'm okay, that's a white people trip. I have no interest. No interest in going there.
It's gorgeous.
But whoa, these sights are incredible.
Incredible. We gotta get to Ireland, AB, the homeland, the Cliffs of Moher. We gotta see it, AB.
I'm kind of with you after this episode.
Beautiful, beautiful. Here's what we're going to talk about this episode. One, maybe both of the Lukes are gone. Mike had a one-on-one date.
Wow.
Highly anticipated. Basically a tryout. Did he get the job? Or is he going to round two of the interviews? Or not?
Is a job interview for Mike.
Mike's entire season, he didn't know it at the time, but we have made it into a Bachelor Nation has made it into a job interview for the next Bachelor. And a big, moderately sized merch update. And AB,
ooh.
I will say, big update. You don't even know this. I like
stay
surprising
tuned
you on this show. Yeah, stay tuned. Well, now
yeah,
it's
gonna be just springing stuff on me and then having me try to comment on it.
Yeah, that's great. It's great. AB, the mailbag question you asked last week brought out the best in Rosecast Nation, the most creative of Rosecast Nation.
I believe it.
Do you remember what you asked?
Yeah, I do. No.
Okay.
Wait, no, I don't. What did I ask?
Celebrities. Celebrity guest stars. Who do you want to see and what do you want them to do?
I was thinking
about
the last one.
Very creative. Nope, this was good.
Okay, that's good.
Let's get to the episode. The conclusion of last week's cocktail party where we have, here's where we're at. Lucas and Luke P are fighting. Hannah pulls Lucas and Luke P aside. And then that's where they left us with a completely unnecessary to be continued. She wants them to hash out their differences. This is becoming a staple of the franchise. Two knuckleheads feuding, kind of talking around one another.
Yeah.
You can tell they're never going to come to a solution. So the lead puts them in a room and says, I'm going to sit here while you figure this out.
They get called to the principal's office, Rim.
Exactly.
Get your asses down here. Let's figure this out. Like adults.
And what happens? What happens when
they
you were probably too good of a kid to get called the principal's office and
figure this out?
Yeah.
Never once.
Big Rim, principal's office guy. Big principal's office guy. You never figure it out, okay? You never figure it out. Eventually, you just got to split the two people apart or give them both detention or something. You never figure it out.
They've had multiple chances sitting together alone in a room to hash this, to really be like, okay, we're blowing it for both of each other. Why don't we just both just forget about this? Just forget about all this nonsense. No one's going to win here.
Cooler heads rarely prevail on The Bachelorette.
That's true.
AB. If you'll recall, what percentage of people do you think even understand that reference? It's got to be less than two.
I was going to say three was the number that came. 3%? 3% was the number that popped in my head.
Shout out to that. You know, the video that I'm talking about on YouTube has like 300,000 views.
It's not even that viral. I can't think
that many of those people listen. So if you'll recall, Recollect, AB, Luke P. told
Luke
S.
You use it every single episode.
Every time. Every time. No, in conversation, I will say, I recall, Recollect, instead of if I recall correctly. I'll never say that phrase. If you'll recall, Luke P. told Luke S. that he would take back what he said to Hannah about him. He said, "You're right. I was wrong about you. I'm going to come clean."
Mm-hmm.
Then he did the opposite when talking to Hannah. When Luke P. explains this to Luke S., he says, "I didn't even want to talk to her about you. I told you I would, and I told her the truth." Okay. But again, that's not what you said you would tell her. So just so we're clear, Luke P. lied.
Liar.
Yeah. Boo Ben Knopp. Liar. Another very small viral video from 10 years ago. Okay. My brother's going to love that. Liar. At one point, Luke S. brings up Luke P. kneeing him in the head while he was on the ground during the rugby match. And Luke P. says, "I was just trying to step over you, man. Come on." Well, that's also bad. If the knee was an accident, just step around him. You don't have to step over someone. You only step over someone if you're trying to establish dominance.
That, and also you haven't apologized. So, like, if I accidentally knee someone in the head, my first reaction is to apologize. It's not to come up with excuses on why I need you in the head.
To be fair, Luke did apologize, or tried to,
for
the body slam specifically. The knee to the head is still, it's unclear. But anyway, after a few minutes of this nonsense, Hannah dips out. Much like many of our listeners probably hit the 15-second skip button a couple of times when we went way off track just there. So if you're caught up now, Hannah did the same thing. Chris interrupts him and says, "Cocktail party is done. You guys ruined it for everybody. I hope you're happy." Anything in particular you want to say about this conflict?
No, ends exactly how I expected it to end. And they ruined the night. Like, they've been, like Luke has done multiple times already. He's ruined multiple days and nights.
My take on A versus B rivalries, and I said this a couple weeks ago maybe, I just wish they could find a sweet spot in terms of screen time length for these conflicts.
Sure. It gets to be too much.
We need them.
We have to have them.
But this is every time it's 20 to 45 minutes too long.
Yeah.
Like, who was waiting with bated breath after last week's episode? We got to find out who comes out the winner and the Lukes. Like, yeah, we don't care. I was done with this last week.
It was completely unnecessary to carry this over into another week. There was nothing additional that happened that was worth having to be continued. Just cut out 5 minutes of the BS that they went through last week, do the rose ceremony, and keep us on track here. Nothing gets us more riled up than not having a rose ceremony. And they did it for no
and
reason.
And now we're off. We're off schedule, AB.
And we're screwed the rest of the season.
Oh, they better figure this out. Rose ceremony. When Chris says the cocktail party's over for the uninitiated, that means the rose ceremony will begin now. And some of you guys, because of these two numbskulls over here, are not going to have time to talk to Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
Luke S. stops Hannah before the start of the rose ceremony. What did you think was his strategy when this happened, AB?
I thought he was bowing out gracefully.
You thought that as soon as he pulled her aside?
I could see it on his face. He thought it was over. He's like, "I cannot believe I got out-dueled by Luke P. tonight. He couldn't believe it." So he just said, "You know what? I'm not even going to wait for this. I'm going to go get one more jab at Luke P., try to get him to get sent home too, and I'm going to leave on good terms."
You could say he was out-dueled. Luke S. went down to the bickering battle, and you both lose. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he went down into the mud, and then they're both wrestling in the mud, and he ended up face down.
And
in
Hannah
the mud.
Doesn't want to get dirty, so she's like, "I'm going to get out of this mud here," and walks away. You're right. So you think that Luke S. thought he wasn't going to get a rose, essentially?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So what did you make of when Chris comes in and takes away a rose after Luke S. decides to leave on his own accord?
At that point, I realized Luke S. had made a fatal error, Rim.
Yeah.
Big time error. Not only was he getting a rose, he was going to get a 2-on-1. Okay, this is going to be a 2-on-1 and a free trip to Scotland. He blew it, Rim. Looking, if he watches this episode back and realizes he was about to get a rose, it's hard to come back for that.
Yeah.
It's a huge mistake.
You know, he really could have come out on top of a 2-on-1
he
also.
He could have. He could have earned 2 more weeks in paradise.
Many times in 2-on-1s, the person who gets the rose doesn't get it because the lead sees something with that person.
Yeah, no.
I'd say most of the time it's because it's the lesser of two annoyances that the person gets a rose.
When you fast forward a little bit and look at Luke P's date, all the flowers, the beautiful scenery, that was a 2-on-1 date. I need you to understand that. That was a 2-on-1 date scenario. They had to switch it up a little bit, but walking through the flowers and stuff, can you imagine Luke P left in the acreage of flowers?
I was thinking on the cliff, they had the great drone shot where you can't see.
We're going to take this helicopter. You stay here. That's how that 2-on-1 was going to end. Okay.
It's a huge tactical
error by Luke S. to leave. I understand what he was trying to do, but there's really no reason to take the hard part out of being the bachelorette. If she's going to send you home, make her do it.
Never
100% that she's going to send you home.
Wow, that's great. You've topsy-turvied this on me. I was going to say this was smart because even though he would have gotten a rose, he came off, this was the classy way to exit, and I think that's what he wanted to do.
Sure.
But when you put it like that,
free
what he
trip
missed
to
out
Scotland.
On, the rose being taken away. Yeah, now, there was some controversy. I think they didn't make it clear enough why the rose was being taken away. It was very quick, and it seemed like they were changing something up. But really, just... there was no controversy in my eyes. It just was an indication that Luke S. was going to get a rose.
Yeah.
He left, so there's one fewer rose. Nobody else is going to benefit from him leaving.
Exactly.
Roses. Jed already has a 1-on-1 rose. Garrett got a group date rose. And Tyler has a 1-on-1 rose. Here's the order. Peter, Connor, Dylan, Dustin, Mike, Kevin, Devin, Grant, Luke P. with the final rose. And you go, whoa, what a shocker. But then you look at who didn't get a rose. And even with all Luke P.'s baggage, I think you still got to keep him over these other two guys.
Well, hold up for him. John Paul Jones is out there still.
John Paul Jones, who's a funny guy. But if I were Hannah, I would rather talk with Luke P., as frustrating as that is, then frankly talk with John Paul Jones. There's not much there with John Paul Jones.
Hold up here, Rim. I'm a fan of John Paul Jones. I feel like he didn't get the shot he deserved on this season. He was supposed to be the funny guy this year. The Alexis, what's his name? Jordan. He was supposed to be the funny guy of this season, the Demi.
And now there isn't one.
He didn't really get the chance. He rode on the unicycle. He ate a bunch of chicken nuggets. He was just kind of there. He didn't really step up and take the reins of being the funny guy. And he also, something you have to do a little bit as the funny guy is show a little interest in the lead. He showed no interest. He had no desire to ever spend any time with Hannah, which is what cost him. But I think John Paul Jones is going to be electric in paradise. Okay.
Yeah. No question. It is fitting that there were two people who didn't get a rose. And we talked about one of them for an extended period of time without even saying the other one's name yet. Because the other one's name is Mateo, who I think is the only person to make it to episode 5 without saying anything on camera ever. Not an interview, not on screen. We never saw him interact with Hannah. It was really something to see.
Did he even talk to her when he left? I don't remember seeing him. Maybe I'm just glossing over that.
Nope, I have a note here. Mateo's goodbye audio wasn't even aired because Hannah was talking about Luke P. over it.
Okay.
So Mateo got the least amount of screen time. ratio, his time he was there ratio to time he was on screen is the highest of all time. And especially given his 114 kids via sperm donation.
Oh, that's him?
All-time mystery contestant is this Mateo.
That's mysterious.
Yeah.
That might get him onto Paradise just because we didn't really get to touch on that.
And by the way, beautiful man.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
But you got to bring something. At least Grant brings, faces. All right. Here's a couple of great quotes before we wrap this portion up. Hannah says, Luke P. is still here because my heart still wants him to be here. My head, doesn't always. It's like the Larry David gif when he's deciding whether or not to go to the Palestinian chicken restaurant. He's like, my head, I don't know. I'm pretty sure no. But my heart wants the chicken.
Hannah comes extremely close to multiple times this episode coming clean that she doesn't like him at all. I don't like Luke B. She almost lets that slip a couple times.
We'll get a lot more into that on their one-on-one date.
Yep.
But what about this toast that Luke P. gives?
Hilarious.
There's bad toasts on this show. There's bad toasts on this show, but this might have been the worst.
He says, to finding your forever and having the time of our lives while on the hunt.
Hunt is a strange term.
The boys openly laugh at him and his toast.
We're going to Scotland, AB. Here's where I have all my notes about what to do if AB says this, if this, then B. We can skip that since we're on the same page. Scotland is terrific. Inverness, AB. Home of the Loch Ness Monster. Conspiracy Corner, do you believe in the Loch Ness Monster?
No, I got the same question for you written down. Do you?
No.
Okay, no. Shoot.
That's like a...
That would have been nice if one of us really believed.
No, it would have been fun to do 20 minutes on whether or not it's real. That's like a... That's an entry-level conspiracy. You're not... I mean, come on. That's for kids.
That's a kid's conspiracy.
Yeah, that's a kid's one. Ooh, a monster's in the lake. Like, please, come on.
Come talk to us if you want the big boy conspiracy.
The big boy stuff. The boys are out during the day, AB. In the city,
mm-hmm.
A little day drinking with a bachelor party, but the bachelor had to invite his future brother-in-law that no one really knows or gets along with, and is like 6 years younger than everybody and kind of acts like embarrassing the group. That's if you don't know, we're talking about Luke. Hannah shows up, cuts boys' weekend short immediately. She's here to reset AB, new country, new focus. And Mike gets a one-on-one date in front of everyone.
He's all smiles, Rim. And it's as I've said before, it's a megawatt smile.
You know, I think he might have the best smile I've ever seen. I don't say that lightly.
I think the same
thing. The way his eyes, I mean, it gives me a feeling that I've never really had before. I'm like, wow, this is such a beautiful smile, and I don't really know how to react to it. His eyes are so good, and it's just so big, and it's just perfect.
Teeth
it's
are
such
perfect.
A good smile.
Teeth are perfect.
Oh, my goodness.
Sparkling. Wow.
You know, we'll get into more about his bachelor candidacy, but at the end of the day, the guy is gorgeous to look at, and that has to count for something.
And he's not. Here's the thing about Mike, Rim, that makes him really, really special.
Ooh.
He's not just smoking
the
hot.
The way he makes me feel he's inside.
He's not just smoking hot. He's also got a little bit of adorable to him. How he was acting for this date was adorable.
Man. Oh, his
he's
when
cute.
He got the date, his voice jumped like three octaves. Like, oh my god, I'm so excited to be on this date. Like, it just jumped. That was a bad impression, but it wasn't deep low sexy Mike voice for a while there. Before that, though, after they leave, Hannah and Mike. The fellas take turns calling Luke a liar and pointing out all the different things that he's been inconsistent on. What did you make of this? They kind of ganged up on him, maybe, in the bar.
Well, I was going to say, Rim, everything they say about Luke P. is accurate, but maybe chill on, the 11-on-1 beatdown this entire episode, it's not a good look to team up on someone like this. Like, you are, there's still 10 guys here and only one of him. And you're all just teaming up on him. It's not that you're saying inaccurate stuff, but you're not being that cool either. I don't like what you guys are doing either. You're bullying him at this point. You're making him almost, he's not sympathetic because of how he's acted, but you're almost making me feel like a little sympathetic to Luke having to live in this house with these dudes that hate him.
There were moments just visually where you felt bad that he was so
he's like
excluded.
In the middle of 11 people, like in a circle where they're just attacking him.
He's not good at defending himself because he's in the wrong. He hasn't admitted he's been in the wrong for anything. So, you know, I get why they're upset with him, but it did. I was just like, God, man, they're kind of being mean to Luke. It was weird.
Me feel kind of bad for him because of how you guys were acting. Maybe one or two of you can say something, but like when the six people are saying, it kind of loses me a little bit.
Maybe Garrett, Garrett's been kind of the leader of the most outspoken one. Maybe pull him to the side, have a beer, the Obama beer summit. Let's hash this out.
Yeah.
It just didn't, 11 on one. I felt bad for the guy. I felt bad for Luke P. And then I remember that he hasn't apologized for anything and he thinks everyone is crazy. Yep. So I was like, okay, it's not that bad.
I don't really care.
Jed calls him the Luke Ness monster, the first of many references to Luke. Kind of funny because they're in where the Loch Ness monster is.
I like it.
What do you got on the one-on-one date daytime with Mike?
This is a fun daytime date. They do awesome stuff. See the sights. See the culture, experience the feel of the city.
The difference between this shop around the town date and others is that these two are delightful, AB, it's real chemistry.
They are both all smiles all the time. So it's all positive vibes. The energy is right with these two.
Yep. They're both fun, funny people, willing to try new things. As we saw with one of those gobstoppers, that the sour gobstopper, both popped it right in. I'm not sure I would have popped. You tell me that you can only have like two of those a week or something. I'm like, I would rather try
this
a
different
level.
This is
going to
give me
heartburn. Level down.
This is the acid in that. It's nothing.
Do you guys have Tums here in Scotland? I don't know. But they both popped it in, made funny faces. It was cute.
It was very cute. What do you think about the bookstore rim? Seems like something you'd enjoy. Nice little old
bookstores.
Old books.
Love bookstores. Is that what you want?
Yeah, this is something I feel like you'd have some comments on this old-timey bookstore.
I love old-timey bookstores.
What?
That's my comment.
I figured you'd enjoy this.
I like local tchotchkes.
that's all I'm looking for. What did you think I thought a funny part of the episode. Hannah walks in and she's like,
funny.
I love the smell of new books. And then she opens like a 2,000-year-old book, dust flies off, and she's like,
Yeah. It's like, you stopped up there a little bit? That was not a great sniff.
Nope.
Get a cold.
It was like,
coming.
You remember the Page Master? Remember that cartoon?
Yeah. You blow the smoke off the book.
Comes off of it.
What I thought was even funnier is when they went to the distillery and Hannah had a shot or maybe two and is buzzed
tipsy.
Out of her mind, tipsy, walked out of there like Conor McGregor doing the arms walk. That was funny. Hannah's funny.
I thought one part about the distiller, the scotch tasting, was the worker was taking the shots with them for no reason.
Ooh.
You didn't notice that?
Never been on a scotch tasting. Well, yeah, I have. I don't know. I said that. We've been on one together.
Mike gave a toast and the guy like cheers to him, the worker.
Oh, yeah. This isn't your toast.
No, you're not. He's like to love and looking deep in your soul, Hannah. And then he's like, cheers.
Cheers, brother. Yeah. Back at the house. Luke P. is on what I would describe as a pre-murderous stroll in the courtyard. Just kind of like, all right, settle down, focus. You watch Barry, something Barry would do on HBO.
Is Barry good? I've been meaning to check that out.
Season one, terrific.
Oh.
A. Season one is an A.
Wow.
Season two, B. B minus.
Okay. That's still good.
Season one ends and it's mwah, chef's kiss. Season one is that good. but anyway, he's a killer. That's kind of the bit of the show. And I'm not saying the same thing about Luke P. It's a joke. The fellas inside. Do you think these guys got their own rooms? Because when they showed up to this big castle, there's enough rooms for everybody.
Seems like there'd be enough rooms. Yeah.
All right. I wish you had more information about that. I wish you go, no, Rim. They never get their own rooms.
This is a big-ass castle, Rim. I can't even front about that. There's a 50-room castle.
Maybe it was a bed and breakfast, and they just, like, toured it, and were jumping on all the beds before the other guests came in for the day. It's possible. Anyway, the fellows hope he's gone soon, because this guy's just bringing drama everywhere he goes. Conflict.
Yep.
Back on the date. We're going to wrap up the daytime portion. The importance of making each other laugh, AB. Long-term marriage for you. You know that as Hannah says, and as Mike finishes the sentence, if you can't make each other laugh, when the bad times come, there's nothing to get you through it.
Absolutely.
So it's good that they're funny with each other and smiling. What'd you make of this, AB? And be honest.
Mike is nervous. He doesn't get into any specifics, Rim, which makes me a little nervous for him on this show and also as a bachelor lead, okay? He doesn't get into anything of substance here on this daytime portion.
But it's the daytime still, so there's time.
Yep. Devil's advocate, it's the daytime and he's already had some serious conversations with her, if you'll remember, okay?
Apologist spin. Very good.
So, I'm a little nervous. I don't know that I see the physical spark there between these two. They seem more friends to me than anything. Good friends.
Yeah, yeah. Friends that are friends for a long time, rom-com style, and all their friends are like, when are you two going to get together type
exactly.
of situation?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's great, AB. You're right. It does seem more friends. I was hoping for a little more here.
Okay? I was too.
I know it's the daytime, not necessarily a sob story, because those are for the nighttime, but something that showed he was different than the others. Mm-hmm. That's what I was hoping for. It didn't happen. So a little surface level.
Exactly.
Daytime was. It was a little surface level.
Yep.
Nighttime portion. Here's... Whoa, did that sound like Kermit the Frog to you, Haby? That was crazy. I don't know what happened. Anyway, Mike is nervous because I'm very self-conscious about
how
my
voice
sounds.
They went to McGregor's for dinner, Rim.
It looks like McGregor's?
That's the restaurant they went to. It looks like a great place.
Oh.
Local Scottish restaurant. 5 stars, I assume. Somewhere we need to get.
Mike is nervous. One day when we're retired, AB, we'll just go to all the bachelor restaurants
all
over the
places,
years.
We'll listen back to our podcast and we'll listen to all the places we said we need to get to and we will go to them.
That's going to be a pretty penny the way we talk. Here's why Mike is nervous. He's afraid of falling in love again, okay? Because he hasn't been in love in a few years after a rough breakup, which
he's
talked about almost
years.
Half a decade. But he could see himself building a life with Hannah. He can barely get the words out a little later on because he's so nervous. He doesn't want to get his heart broken again. This is when I started getting nervous. I'm like, Mike, don't come with the I'm falling for you. I'm falling in love with you. Anything like that just yet. You make a big deal out of how you've only told one person you love them. Don't do number two on this date. Don't do it, Mike. What'd you make of this portion?
He doesn't have much to say yet still, Rim. Okay. I know it pains you to hear this.
I wrote it down. I'm being honest.
Mike
I'm being honest.
Is not coming with anything of substance.
No. A smile can only get you so far.
Yeah, exactly.
And in my case, it's the top of the list. But... I was hoping for more substance before they went back to the house. The time is running out. The clock is ticking to make the deep connection. I was nervous that he wouldn't get it done at all. Back at the house. Group date card. Tyler, Jed, Dylan, Devin, put him first. Grant, Connor, Dustin, Peter, Kevin, Garrett. Heavy hitters, AB.
Yeah, there's still one guy there that I have no clue. He's a little older. I don't know who he is. Do you know who I'm
talking
about?
You're talking about Grant?
Maybe.
You're talking about Grant? It's kind of chubby guy.
Yeah, he's kind of,
with the faces.
He looks like 5 years older than everyone else. And I don't know who he is.
He's not like ripped up. It's great.
No, he's just a normal older guy.
Yeah.
Older and he's white. Gentleman. Let me call him a gentleman.
No, yeah. Grant is there. He doesn't say really or do anything, but he makes funny faces.
Okay,
and
that's
Grant. He's always relaxed. He's always just like going with the flow. I think if I were on this show, I would like to be Grant.
Okay.
Just be like along for the ride and not do anything. Now, don't get mixed up with anything. Don't be on TV
much.
Don't
embarrass yourself. Yeah.
Yep. Just kind of hang out. And that's what Grant's doing. Big Grant guy. But one name we didn't say was Luke P, which means he gets the one-on-one. Now, you'd think everyone would be upset about this, but I think some of them were excited at the prospect of getting to hang out, spend a day
without Luke
P. Yeah. So that was actually Spin Zone best possible news. Anyway, Devin calls Luke P a douche canoe. I thought we should mention that. And Jed reminds everyone. Jed's basically like, hey, remember episode one, Luke P said he's falling in love. Episode two, Luke P said I'm falling in love with you. And now he's not even sure anymore. So keep an eye on Luke P is what he says.
Jed just wants everyone to be aware. Keep an eye on this guy.
Hey, don't forget. It's easy to forget that this guy said this, but he did. Hold him to it. Back on the date. Mike is saying some stuff about how he didn't think he'd tell more than one person he loves them in his life, and which made his last breakup hard.
Okay.
I was concerned this was going to be the falling for you moment. My opinion, the more I like a contestant, the less I want them to say what you're supposed to say at certain points.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Peter Krause. Like, the more I like a contestant, the more I want them to be realistic about their relationship with the lead. So I was hoping he didn't say it. He didn't say it.
He
stopped short, AB. But he basically says, I can see myself getting down on one knee in a few weeks, which is kind of almost worse, in my opinion. What'd you make of that?
I think he meant this like he is ready for a real, real love now, Rim. I don't think he meant it like you particularly... I'm gonna marry. No, he's just saying I am ready for love. Big Mike is ready, okay?
I agree. I agree. You're right. Because the nature of the conversation, while lacking painfully in details, was, hey, I've been in a long-term relationship as an adult. I've been all around the world in the, I forgot, I want to say Army.
I was thinking Air Force.
Air Force, maybe. He's 31.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. The whole conversation was pointed towards I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
So Mike gets the rose after that. Overall, under the microscope, high expectations. What did you think of this date? Did it move things forward enough for your liking?
With Hannah or in terms of The Bachelor?
Both. Silo those thoughts.
With Hannah, I don't see the spark there. I could see him getting a hometown, but I don't realistically see him winning this season, which is a good news for us.
Basically ideal if he gets a hometown and doesn't win.
He was a little nervous throughout the date, which isn't great for his prospects as a bachelor, but it's not a killer. He's got so many other good qualities that I'm still very optimistic about him being the Bachelor.
As a side note, I mostly agree with you. As a side note, you might respond, if you don't like Mike, lots of people don't like Mike, aren't interested in him as a character because he hasn't had these deep conversations. He's not moving it forward with Hannah. If that's the lens you view it through, then I can understand why you're bored with him. My problem is crowned him early, which set unreasonable expectations on him. B, I don't really see
anyone else.
Like who
else
from this season? Who are you really clamoring for to be the next Bachelor? At the end of the day, I want it to be someone I like and can root for. That's kind of my base level. And with Mike in particular, I really like when Mike is on screen. He's a very likable person.
Sure.
So that's why I'm kind of set. And like I said last week, Bachelor Nation has their minds made up, and I don't think there's anyone else at this point would be a disappointment to at least that group of people.
Agreed.
So that's why I'm looking at it like this. It's unreasonable, but that's where I'm at. Anything else on Mike or that date?
I don't think so. Hannah ends it with saying she could see a future with him. So I'm still, I don't know. I don't know where this couple goes from here.
I think you're right. You got to have the spark, and the spark has to be obvious early. And I don't think it's been there necessarily. How about this, AB? Let's take a quick break and hope that this is about halfway through the show. And if there's an ad, good. If there's not an ad, pretend there's an ad. Thanks for listening.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, group date, daytime, at some castle. Everyone, loose. The boys are loose. Ned Yost has the boys playing loose. They're relaxed without Luke P. Okay? It's going to be a fun day.
It's going to be a blast.
Scottish battle, quote, battle reenactors.
What does that
mean? Are there to... You know what battle? You know you want to talk about white people shit. It's reenacting old wars.
I know what battle recreators are. That's what he called himself. But why is he? They're not doing a battle recreation. No. They're like actually doing a competition. Why didn't they
they're
have
doing
someone,
carnival games? They're doing like dunk tank
what
stuff.
What do these guys have to do with anything? And second thing about the battle recreators, why did they have them subtitled? The man spoke perfect English. Can you explain that to me?
Oh, there's times where I had trouble.
No,
that's fine.
There's no trouble understanding this man.
No. Well, you got to just cover your bases. Cover your bases. Okay. I am a better safe than sorry subtitles guy.
Okay. See, I can take it as disrespectful in some instances.
No. It can be construed that way. If, like, you know, it can be disrespectful. I'll put it that way. I'll say this also. Sometimes Hannah says things I'm like, I didn't really understand that. It's got too much of a tinge to it. There's nothing wrong with that. Anyway, for the axe throwing, which is, axe throwing is so hot right now, AB.
It really
bars.
Is. It's smoking hot. Now, have you done this?
No, but I bet I'd be sweet at it. It's not that hard. Go ahead and ask me.
That's my point here. I've seen, like, I don't know, a good handful of my friends' videos of them doing it, and they all, pow, right in the target every single time. Every single time I've seen it. Every time. But somehow these guys can't get the axes in the target. What's going on here?
My assessment was they were trying way too hard
to throw it
way too fast.
Okay.
They were launching it. And when you throw it that hard, it spins around. And then it doesn't, it's all about where the blade is when it gets to the, it's physics, AP. Everyone knows this
stuff.
Yeah,
I understand. It just seems really easy.
I'm joking, by the way. I don't know anything about physics. It is easy. You just kind of lob it.
You just
and it
throw
flips
it
once and it hits it.
You throw it and it flips and the blade hits the target exactly where you want it to hit. That's what I've seen. Yeah.
It's not about velocity at all. It's an axe. When it hits the wood, it's going to stick if you got it in the right spot. You don't have to throw it super hard. Hannah proved it.
She did it,
and just goes, kunk, first try. Now, to be fair, the wood they were throwing at was very old and cracked, so there's not a lot of... Okay. It's not like they had a fresh slab, you know what
sure.
I mean? Back at the house. Mike and Luke P., what do you got on this whole weird... This is a weird
segment.
Well,
this is, you know, every time there's the group date, when you get later in the season, there's only a couple people there. Sometimes you luck out and have, like... two adversaries that are the only two in the house. So the producers come in and they're like, hey, you two get dressed, get your asses into this room, and you guys are gonna sit here for 30 minutes and talk, and we're gonna record it. That's what happened.
No flannel pants, no pajama pants, Mike.
Yeah. Put a shirt on, everybody. There's no reason these two would be sitting around talking on a norm if the cameras weren't there. So the cameras got them, put them in a room, and got them to talk about their differences.
Mike is explaining to Luke P why he's concerned about Luke P's going to say, what Luke P's going to say on their one-on-one date tomorrow. Understandably so. Luke P has demonstrated a history of misleading Hannah about the other guys. This is when I started to realize Luke genuinely believes that everyone else is making stuff up. Because anytime someone says, Luke, you originally said you were in love with Hannah, and now you don't even know if you want to be here. This is like 3 weeks in a row where he's like, I'm not sure this is, you know.
He said it multiple times.
He said it multiple times. Every time someone brings that up, he's like, what do you mean? When have I said that? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, well, Luke, you've done it a bunch of times. I don't have that. I don't have the tapes.
You want me to? I don't have the recording, but you have said it to us, and I assume to the camera multiple times.
And he's just acting like that's not the case. It's like, when have I ever questioned? It's like, you do it all the time. That's your main topic now.
You said specifically that you were considering going home like a week after you told her that you were falling in love with her. That happened on camera.
That happened.
I don't. What else?
Anyway, so that's when I knew, okay, Luke P might just think he's right on everything.
Well, when you lie so much, eventually you start to believe your own lies. And that's what's happening here with Luke.
Back on the date. Everyone pretends to take off their underwear, AB, and I say pretends.
Rim. Okay, Rim.
I said pretends because...
Let's do a deep
woke,
dive
AB. Don't
here.
Do this,
let's
AB.
Let's do a
don't
deep
buy into this.
Dive into the underwear situation, Rim. There's multiple things to talk about here.
Genital gate. I'd call it genital gate because if they're not wearing underwear in front of these kids...
So basically, you think that it was all... What? There was so much talk about them not wearing underwear. I was the same way. When this started, I'm like, there's no way these dudes don't have underwear. Why are they blurring out? This is just a producer gimmick. But then how everyone reacted, it was just too perfectly how you'd react if you didn't have underwear on. I think they didn't have underwear on, Rem.
Old paradise trick, as we know, is to just blur shit out.
Sure, absolutely.
To make people seem naked when they're not.
But people were reacting to the blurs, okay? Like there was no underwear. Everyone was perfectly reacting.
Here's what I'm going to say. You're giving too much credit to the perfect reaction. There was a moment when a mother covered her child's eyes.
Not that one.
Okay. One of the guys, Devin maybe, or Dylan, was talking about how he wasn't wearing underwear and everyone was going to see him naked. This is later in in the segment. Later on, they wrestled, okay? Now, AB, I'm very comfortable with my body around the boys.
Sure.
All right? Legs, upper thighs, shirtless, skin, all will show it around the fellas. I'm comfortable. But I'm not sure I would agree to wrestle you in the wind, if you know what I mean. We don't need that. That's not, if we're basically naked, I'm not going to roll around with you in public in front of strangers with all my genitals showing. It's not something I would agree to do. And I don't think these 10 guys were like, yeah, let's do this. It's so illogical to think that these people would agree to roll around naked in the mud. That's preposterous.
Listen, I agree with you. Everything you're saying, I agree with, but the reactions, Rim, I can't get them out of my head. Some of the, like, even Peter, I don't think he knew he was being recorded at the time. He's like off on the side right when they said they're gonna wrestle. He's like, I don't have underwear on. There was too much stuff going on. I'm just not sure.
They really did lean into it.
They
more
leaned
than
into it
when they pretend people are naked. This was a big conspiracy corner. A lot of people were involved in this, AB. Now, people say, you know, they don't wear any underwear under their kilts. I feel like is that true? I feel like that's just an old wives' tale type of thing. Like maybe 500, 1,000 years ago. I feel like you cannot just walk around with no underwear on with a skirt. It's just not
indecent exposure. You ever heard of it?
Yeah. There's There were children there.
5-year-old children there. Let's look at it from the outside rim. Either Bachelor producers, they wanted you to either believe that they didn't have underwear on or they didn't have underwear on.
Yes.
Why did they want you to believe that when there were children there? It seems this.
Yeah.
I don't understand any of it. If they didn't have underwear on, throw Mike Fleiss and all the other producers in prison. Okay? But if they were wearing underwear, what were you getting? Like, what did this add? I'm grossed out by the whole situation either way.
You're right. Why would they want us to
think they expose themselves to children? Why?
Yeah. You know, this show sometimes
it's crazy.
Really makes you question some things. Even more controversial was the milk carrying race.
Do not get me started about this milk rim. Okay?
What's your take on this sham of a race?
What are the fucking rules to this milk game? Can you spill milk or not? What is the point? Because you had some guys like carefully, like almost tiptoeing, going really slow. Not, I don't want to spill a drip of milk. Because the concept of this game is not to spill milk. Apparently, in those guys' heads. Then you had other guys. One guy had his bucket was turned over. All the milk was gone. He had dumped all the milk and he was just sprinting full speed. What is the point? What are the rules? What is the winner supposed to do in this game?
There should be penalties. Double dare. You should have to measure how much is left, you know.
Absolutely.
And then that does the point. I think Jed or somebody crossed the finish line after throwing his milk all over the place. And Hannah goes, Jed won. I'm like, did he though? He has no milk left. It says he's destroying the integrity of this competition.
There should be some sort of algorithm that goes into like the time you spend, also compare to the milk you have. It should be time and
it's
milk.
Basic stuff. Yeah. You know, there were probably people of Scottish heritage watching this just disgusted with what they did to the Highlands games with this competition. Unbelievable. Anyway, Jed does some move where he gets Hannah to kiss him in front of everybody. Allegedly, he's naked when he does this. Another reason these people should be thrown in jail. So we'll see. I'm using the term naked very loosely, obviously, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
All right, group date, nighttime. Hannah.
By the way,
Jed,
hold up. I'm not done talking about Highlander games. Jed wins the Highlander games, okay?
Says who?
says the battle recreator.
Yeah.
He says Jed wins. Jed didn't get the, just to be clear, I want to be clear on how much of a farce this whole thing is. Jed didn't get the axe ever into the target, okay?
Okay, so last place, tied for last.
Spilled all of his milk over his head. He dumped it all on his head, so he had no milk.
And there was the wrestling. Did he win the wrestling match? And how do you win that match?
He didn't wrestle. He fought Hannah. Remember? That was his wrestling match.
I thought that was a celebration of the victory, but maybe
No. He was like, it was like his term to go up, and he's like, I got a plan here. And then he wrestles Hannah and loses to Hannah. He lost to Hannah.
Yes,
so
he did.
Lost
his shoulders were pinned.
He was pinned in the wrestling. He didn't get the axe, and he lost the milk. Why did he win the Highlander games? It makes no sense.
Put us on staff, and we will make sure that these competitions have integrity and well-defined rules.
It needs an
rules
overhaul.
Matter.
An overhaul. The whole system. Bachelorette Games needs an overhaul, and it starts with
the top. It's embarrassing. It's a joke. It starts with the top.
Period.
You know who you are. Group date, nighttime. I got bad news for you. It'd be that whole rant much longer than 1 minute. That's not going on Instagram.
That's all
Group
right.
date, nighttime. Sometimes you got to get things off your chest.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to let it go.
Speaking of Jed, he won a foot plot of land, which is kind of cute. Mm-hmm. That's something I'd frame.
That's cute.
Put it on the desk.
Absolutely.
That's kind of cool. You're a lord in Scotland.
Devil's advocate here, Rim. It seemed to be printed off on a Microsoft Paint program or a Word. Different fonts. On Microsoft Word. That's all that
it
was.
Wasn't,
printer paper.
It wasn't embossed, really.
It wasn't
on like fancy
paper.
Thick paper. Yeah, yeah. And still, it's the thought that counts.
Yeah, you'd get it laminated and put it in a frame.
Yeah.
It'd look great.
He's a lord. my main takeaway from Jed and Hannah's one-on-one time is that these two really like long-term chicka bow wow, bring the black bars in type makeouts. What do you make on what do you got on this, AB?
I wrote down that I think Jed's got a shot here, Rim.
Yeah.
At winning this season. He's got a real shot. The chemistry's there. These two are into each other. Like only
But is the connection there? But is the connection there?
I think it might be. He had a good one-on-one. There were some real conversations there. Something's there with these two. And there's only a couple people that have this chemistry. And they're all on this group date, I think.
I don't doubt you. Is he high in my power rankings? Stay tuned. I thought his group date, his one-on-one date was boring because he's boring and they made a great connection, but she's got eyes for him, AB.
Absolutely.
And I'm just surprised that he has finagled his way into front runner status despite his admission. And it was an admission.
Yeah. I hear you.
Last week. Like Jed's big reveal is not, you know, I almost had a child, or something like that, or I've been through a divorce, something like a sob story relationship related. He's like, his big admission is I originally was here for the wrong reasons. That's his big get to know me
and
speech.
That really hasn't changed. Like he didn't say he's not still here to become a better, more popular musician. So that's still in the background.
Quick, because we're going long as usual. Kevin is about to interrupt, but he sees them hardcore making out. Side note, Hannah and Kevin haven't even kissed yet.
Yeah.
When you say that now, you're just here to travel with the boys, with your new friends. That's your incentive to stick around, because you're not going to win.
He knows it at this point as well. If you walk up the stairs and you see the makeout session that they're having and you haven't even shared a first kiss yet, you can't possibly think you're gonna win this season at this point, right? So you might as well just make a trip of it.
Well, the play then becomes be funny about it.
Yeah.
Which is what he was.
Which is what he did.
When Jed came back and he had a funny moment with the guys. And I think Kevin, possible paradise guy. I never would have guessed that, but here he is. Peter one-on-one time. Playing pool with Hannah. Embarrassing game from Peter. Wannabe smooth guy, Peter.
Yeah.
Not adorable. Hey, Peter fans, of which I am one, most of
same
them probably
here.
Thought this was adorable. Most of them probably thought this was adorable.
It wasn't. We're on the same page here. I can already tell we're on the same page. That he tried to be the cool guy, throw everything off the desk, and then throw her down and kiss her. No, he like knocked the pool balls aside, and then pool balls are like flying back into the...
they
bounce, so they're coming back where he's going to put her. And then there's like a lamp above them, so it's...
Yeah,
he has to redo the whole thing. It's over. The moment's over, and it's not an adorable like he tried and it was cute. No, this wasn't cute at all. This is a big time failure. Now she likes him a lot, so it didn't really matter, and they still shared a great moment. But this was lame.
The number one thing you must be concerned about when you lift a woman up to make out with her romantically is there anything she could hit her head on?
Are there any low lights?
No. Are there any lamps above?
Yes.
That's the number one concern. Okay. Number one concern. Worry about where her head lands on the
way down.
But the number one concern is when I lift her up, is she going to bash her skull into a lamp?
I thought he was going to smash her head into it.
This lamp was not 8 feet in the air.
No.
It was eye level. Okay. You should have seen this, Pete. It wasn't that hard to miss, and there was a bunch of them. They were everywhere. Yeah. Number two, laying her down on the cold slate pool table. Pool tables are not heated, okay? This is cold slate. Eventually, they kissed for a while. She's like, all right, I'm very uncomfortable, so I'm going to roll around. If you want to compare passionate makeouts at this point, it's Jed number one, Peter number three, no, Kevin number two, and they didn't even kiss. I'll put it that way. Back at the house. Silence between Mike and Luke P. Nice knock.
That's a good knock. That's a good knock.
That's going to come through well. Mike leaves the room when the date card knock comes, and the date card says this: Luke, let's figure things out one way or another. how you can possibly take this as a ringing endorsement of your relationship, as Luke did, is really beyond me. Anything else on this portion, AB?
Nope. Never heard of a worse date card for someone to receive.
A one-on-one. Yeah.
I might not give you... It could have just been, I might not give you the rose. That's what the card should have said.
Yeah. It might as well have just been, Luke, 50-50 shot. See you tomorrow. Hannah. All right. Well, I got 50-50 shot. Things going to Luke.
Things are going good.
Quite the spin zone. Back on the date. Guy sang nice platitudes montage. Garrett is officially ready to take the next step, AP, whatever that means. Connor. Remember Connor?
Yeah, he's one of our favorites, but he hasn't shown up for two episodes. Yeah, I remember him. Yeah.
Remember Connor? Says, I want to fight for you. I really do like you a lot.
Show me something.
Nothing. Nothing from Connor this episode.
Show me nothing. Something. If you're going to be a contender, I need you on my screen more than this.
Connor has gone from contender to probable paradise guy and average paradise guy.
He's forgotten about. That's what's happened here.
Forgotten about. Tyler wearing his kilt, legs. Listen.
I like this guy, Rim.
Why do you like him?
I like his vibe. He's got a good energy to him.
Okay. My takeaway here is that these two like making out. Hannah was in the mood to make out tonight, AB.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the guys benefit from it. If you're Kevin... You see that we talked about Annalise and Ari from that season. You see everybody coming back from their private time going, wiping their faces off, got the lipstick on their neck and stuff. And you're Kevin just kind of sipping a rum and Coke there. I mean,
it's over.
The pretenders and contenders are separating.
Absolutely.
Here.
And
they're separating on beds and pool tables and chairs.
I saw a big time connection here between Hannah and Tyler, Peter, and Jed. And that's it. The other guys, I did not see the connection there.
Despite the big time makeout with Tyler C, Jed gets the date rose. He's gotten two date roses after admitting he didn't come to the show to find love. That's a record. I will bet my life that that's a record. Anything else on the group date, AP?
Just a drama-free day and night. All the boys are happy for each other on everything, all the success they're having on this show. They're all just happy for each other.
You know, and that kind of concerns me about when Luke P, if Luke P leaves.
If there's going to be anything, yeah.
These guys are all still too good of friends. And you like to see it, but... At the house, I just have a couple notes here. Mike became the first future bachelor to wear a do-rag on screen. Breaking some ground.
That is groundbreaking.
Yep. Listen, I can probably confirm that's a fact
I
also.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty positive in that as well.
Before heading out on the date, and this was the ultimate, oh, I feel bad for Luke moment. When they're all sitting around and Luke's getting ready to go on his date.
They're talking
shit
about him before he walks in the room.
And he's like, hey guys, like, heard you had a fun time yesterday. You want to talk about it? And they're just like, nothing from nobody. You know, even when he tries to be nice, it's not reciprocated.
He's like, hey, heard you got a good date. And the guy who's the ringleader of them all is like, why don't you just keep our fucking names out of your mouth? That's how he responds to him. It's like, whoa, everyone relax. We just woke up. There's nothing that's even happened today. Let's start a new page to this chapter. Come on.
Hey, watch yourself. Watch yourself out there. Hope you don't
it's
come
unnecessary.
Back.
Jeez, it's unnecessary.
Luke P one-on-one date. Daytime. I'm gonna say a lot of quotes during this date because I think they're revealing, and they kind of, it's almost important to like keep score in terms of where Hannah's leaning. So she says to the camera, everyone in the house hates Luke and he never expresses his emotions. That's two big knocks, huge knocks. And then she sets the stage like this. She says, this is either the first one-on-one date with my future husband.
Wow.
Or it's the last one-on-one date with Luke. What do you make of that?
It seems those are two. It's a wide range of possibilities here. There's nothing in between here. He could be an all right guy and still not be the winner of this season, I think. That just lets you know how much she liked him to start off. Like, yes. He was so far ahead of everyone else that even though it's so painfully obvious that he's the worst guy for her, she still has those feelings for him.
I think that's the key, is that her high expectations for him are what's keeping him here, because she can't get ideal Luke that she met on night one out of her head. So when exactly. she looks at him, that's what she sees. Mm-hmm. And then when he talks, she's like, but that's not what I thought you were. You know what I mean? So she just can't. That's the only reason she didn't send him home, I think, on the daytime portion, frankly, yeah. when it was obvious that he's just exasperating.
Absolutely.
So let's run through this quickly, or try to anyway. Hannah brings up to Luke how she's bothered by how everyone else hates him. Couple Luke quotes. I could have handled the whole sideline situation better, but when you asked me what I think of Luke S., I told you everything. Later, he says, I didn't know him that well, and I had no business saying it, but that's how I felt. So he says, I wanted to be honest with you, and then he says, I shouldn't have said that because I don't know if that's
I didn't know
the
what
truth.
I was talking about, but I said it, and I still mean it, is what he basically yep. said.
yep. But I'd say it again. Yeah. If he asked me, I stand by what I said.
I stand by what I said. I had no business saying what I said, though, and I know
nope,
that.
No evidence. No, I have no evidence for that, but I'm not going to take back what I said, ever.
And apologize. I will never apologize.
Yeah. This is how living with me is going to be, okay? You understand? I'm right, even though I'm wrong. You understand? Another thing he says, I asked Mike if you can give me examples of him having bad character besides this whole rugby day. Well, the rugby day included like five big no-nos.
Yeah, you did a lot of things.
There's a lot of things going on in the rugby day. And then the money quote, AB.
Let's hear it.
One of my favorite quotes of all time. Everyone I've ever met, every school I've ever been, everyone loves me. Like nails on a chalkboard to Hannah's ear. What did you think of their interaction when things started to get rocky, AB? Rocky on the rocks.
Hannah just wants someone to be real with her, Rim. And I don't think this dummy Luke has it in him at all. So he continues to give her these perfect, what he thinks are perfect responses to every question she has. Textbook cookie cutter answers to things, the perfect answer, but that's not what she wants, and she does not, and he can't seem to get that through his thick skull, Rim. He can't even, he doesn't get it. I don't know if he's too young or if that's not part of him. So when she says, I want a man that people are drawn to, he immediately goes into, well, all my buddies, everyone I've met ever. Yeah. has liked me. And that's just so far from the truth. I mean, there's 11 people here who don't like you. You mean to tell me there's nobody else that has disliked you?
So that's there's at least 11, yeah. okay, over here.
What are we talking about here?
It's not zero. The number's not zero.
He comes with the most embarrassing answer of all time, saying everyone he's ever met at college, anywhere he's gone, has always loved him. I mean, come on.
Later on, he says, and you brought up a good point, he's saying what he thinks Hannah wants him to say. And has this whole time. Later on, he says, I don't ever want, and Hannah says this to him, and he says, I don't ever want you to think I'm just trying to say what you want me to say, because I'm never going to do that. Rewind, he says, I don't know what you want me to say. You know who says, I don't know what you want me to say? People who usually say what they think you want to hear when they run out of ideas, they say, I don't know what you want me to say. Because that's what their number one concern is, saying what they think the other person wants them to hear. And then he also said, did I answer that well enough?
I have like, that
am
one.
He's always asking
did
her,
I pass?
Am I saying, yeah. Am I saying the right things?
Yep. This was a frustrating watch. I thought it lasted, I don't know, 20 minutes. This was like, I don't know,
too long.
It was 45 minutes. This was unnecessarily long. He didn't change. He kept repeating himself. They could have cut a bunch of this and I would have enjoyed it and got to the rose ceremony or whatever they're going to
yes.
do. They didn't need to do a to be continued here because there was so much crap that could have been cut.
Anyway, Hannah's torn between wanting to get rid of him because he doesn't say anything real and wanting to marry him because she thought he was the one originally. And like I said, that's the reason he made it through this daytime portion. Eventually, Hannah just gives up on trying to convince him of this, and they just went and walked around the castles. Anything else on the daytime portion, AB?
This was maybe, And I'm not, you know me, Rim. I'm not the one to overstate things.
Hyperbole.
I don't get too high, too low, okay? This may
We pride ourselves on that.
I pride myself on that. This may have been the worst date of all time, okay?
Wow.
I can't think of a time that someone has had a worse time than Hannah had on this date. They were in one of the most beautiful settings that I've ever seen on this show, with the flowers for miles. I didn't know places like that existed. Like, there was 100 acres of just beautiful flowers that they were walking through. And
big flower guy. Okay.
Listen, the flowers are beautiful, Rim. That's undeniable. Okay. you don't like those flowers?
I like the flowers.
You weren't amazed by the amount of flowers? We're talking flowers as far as I can
flowers.
See, Rim.
You're right. They're beautiful.
Okay.
I like grass too. You know what I mean?
Listen, the flowers are incredible, and they
flowers
didn't get to enjoy
flowers
them.
Flowers are too high on a pedestal of beauty. Other,
that,
you know,
hey,
rocks can be beautiful
that's true.
Too, and grass
but
also.
But then, so they walked out of the flowers, and there was a beautiful, like, ocean. It was incredible.
Yeah.
And like mountains. I've never seen so many beautiful things in one setting. It was incredible.
Okay.
And all they right. didn't
and
enjoy
the
any of it. They just walked
they
around bickering.
Enjoy it.
That's why this was the worst date of all time.
Yeah. If you're where they were, you never want to be face down in the dirt, exasperated with the person you're with, like Hannah was. She's like, oh my God, Luke, just stop
worst.
Saying robot words. Yeah. Anyway, so she lets him, she doesn't cut him off during the daytime, and she lets him go on to the nighttime. I was surprised and annoyed by that, because I wanted a rose ceremony, number one, and it just seemed so, like, the writing was on the wall. What else do we need to find out here?
When, just a little tip for the guys and girls out there. If you're with someone and every moment is worse when they're around, don't be with that person.
That seems pretty easy.
Simple. Everything
especially
is worse
when
he's around.
I mean,
yeah, you don't have to be right now. There's
you got
tons
here.
Of awesome options. Just get rid of this guy and have an. He's ruining your season.
And in a situation where you have 100% of the agency, you can say, "I want you to leave," and he is literally escorted away in a van. just
what
get
are we
rid
doing
of him.
Here?
Luke P. One-on-one date night time. Everything that Hannah says is a major indictment of Luke as a potential partner. Today was terrible. He keeps saying the same thing I've heard over and over again. I got some notes here. They're not great because I was so annoyed with this whole situation.
This was an annoying last half hour of this episode that was pretty good.
Yeah. If I were like if this were a restaurant and I would at another table, I'd be like, can you guys just figure it out? You know, and I don't talk to other people. Everyone's like, hey, come on, this is ridiculous. Or I'd like say under my breath with the person, I'm like, can you believe these two over here having this fight? They just need to break up is what I'd say.
Exactly.
Did you have anything on when Hannah seemed to reference vaguely her conflict with Caitlin, but I didn't really get it down. Did you have anything on that?
Well, he kind of asked how she dealt with her time as on The Bachelor.
That's right.
Bachelor, and people forget, she was the villain for, probably unrightfully so, for an episode or two. It turned out that everything was fine. It really wasn't that big a deal, but she was painted as the villain for a while, and had a conflict with Caitlin.
I remember that. Hannah keeps trying to get Luke to open up and such. It's not
it's the
whatever.
Same exact
it's not going to happen.
The same thing that happened on the day date that we've already talked about happened on the night date. Nothing happened. Do you think he's going to get the rose, Rim?
Let's
cut to the chase.
No.
You got more on this?
Let's go. You want to go to the chase? Here's the chase. Hannah breaks up with Luke? ? Is the name of this subheading of notes. Okay.
Okay.
Who knows? She starts by saying his first impression was breathtaking, basically, okay? And then she swerves. I counted no fewer than 10 swerves during the last minute and a half of the show. Every other line that Hannah said made you think something different was going to happen. Look what I'm doing with my arms, AB. Look, is she going this way? She going that way? You didn't know based on what she was saying. I'm going to say what she said and then notate that, okay? I just don't feel good. I don't know how I feel about you going home. Okay. Leaving. I just want to see Luke. The next line. I just want to see Luke be Luke. Staying. It's just not what I hoped for. leaving. Yep. Picks up the rose.
Staying.
I want to know you more. Staying. Today was the worst a day has gone for me. Leaving.
Leaving.
I see you, but I want to know what's under there, what you're not showing me. Staying.
Yeah.
But I didn't get to see it today.
Leaving.
This is not how I pictured tonight going. Leaving, for sure.
For sure. Absolutely leaving.
I want to know who you are, but I don't. Leaving. Mm. Dead certain leaving. Sometimes I look at you and I'm like, can you believe these next two? Sometimes I look at you and I'm like, yeah, I could see my future husband. Staying. You have to keep him.
You got to keep him.
But then sometimes I look at you and I don't see any roads that lead to what I want. He's gone. Okay. Luke, I can't give you this rose. He's gone. But that's where the episode ends. She doesn't not give him the rose. And based on those 10 sentences, the next words out of her mouth could be, but I'm going to, or something. Yeah. You just don't know what's going to
give you the rose.
What do you make of this breakup?
It's not a breakup. I think she's not going to give him the rose, but he's going to also not leave? Question mark in my voice too? Question mark? He's going to go home. He's going to take part in the rose ceremony. She's going to give him another stern talking to, and then he's going to get the rose. That's my prediction.
Okay. I agree. He's not getting the rose, but he's not getting sent home. He's going to be on the group date. If you want to go back to full season previews, There were scenes with Luke that have not aired yet. Now, I think one of the scenes with Luke that is in a preview that didn't air is also with Luke S. So it's possible that it's probable that they put stuff in previews a lot that doesn't make it to the final show or movie. But then in this episode preview for next week, Luke is praying in a church.
Is he there? Okay.
Yeah. I think he's back. He'll be back. I think he makes it to the next rose ceremony. I really do. So we will find out. I think it's pretty obvious that Luke P. I would be shocked if they left us hanging like that and then
send him home.
She doesn't give Luke P. a rose to start next week. I think that would be silly. Anything else on this episode, A.B., before we get to the mailbag?
No, it's a great episode ruined by the end. I have a bad taste in my mouth from the end of it.
It was not a fun... Watching that was not fun.
No.
The Luke P. day. It really wasn't. Okay, let's quickly go to the mailbag. Like I hyped before, great responses. Thank you to everyone. 773-234-7794. Last week's question was, what celebrities would you like to see guest star on a group date, and what would you like them to do? Great question from AB. Terrific creative responses from Rosecast Nation. If ABC is listening, take notes. Here are the best. Katie from Boston, 2 exclamation points. I would love to see a group date with the Jonas Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
The guys would form into boy band groups of 3 or 4 and come up with a song to perform in front of an audience and have the audience decide which band they liked best. Teamwork, performance, out of your comfort zone. Great idea. Mary from Wisconsin. Get as many as the Kardashians as they can, which I imagine would not be that difficult, and test how well the guys are at being in.
Hold up.
Just let me finish.
Before you, it would be very difficult for them to get the Kardashians. If you do not remember, Mike Fleiss had a run-in with Khloe Kardashian.
That's right.
They're not on good terms right now, so I don't think they could get any of the Kardashians right now.
AB, two words, money talks. Okay, cut the checks.
Big Kardashian apologist. People act like they just do everything. No, they do the stuff they want to do for money. Everything they do makes money, but they're not just running around doing everything. They're on their own channel, their own TV show. They're not just going to come on The Bachelor. No, they're bigger than The Bachelor, in fact.
I hate to do this to you. I hate to make you look bad like this, AB. Last week, they were on Family Feud.
Yeah, that's fun.
Which aired
after
The Bachelor.
Kanye was on
it,
too.
The Bachelor
is
a bigger
that.
Deal. Okay. All right.
Listen,
I thought I had an ace in my sleeve there.
I saw that episode. In fact, the Kardashians are huge Family Feud fans, so they just went on something they wanted to do.
And why do they bring the food god guy? I mean, get this guy off my screen. Anyway, don't care about
I don't like that guy.
That guy stinks.
I don't like that guy, that fake-ass Jonathan guy. No, I don't like him.
Back to the All right, people don't care about our takes on this. Here's Mary from Wisconsin's group date IDIB, okay? It's funny. As many Kardashians as you can get, test how well the guys are at being Instagram influencers so the Bachelorette can see who will help her make the most money. Very meta, very self-aware. Editorial note, a little too cynical for my taste, but I like it, I get it, and it's clever. I don't want the show to acknowledge
Instagram,
the reality of why people go on the show. Sarah from Philadelphia. My celebrity dream person to be on the show would be the one and only Stone Cold Steve Austin. and he would make the guys give their best rendition of the infamous beer slam. Who do you think wins that?
It'd probably be that guy that I don't know his name, that older guy.
Oh, regular guy,
that guy
Grant?
Seems like he slams a lot of beers.
I mean, Grant is not 38, AP. He's probably 30.
He looks like an older guy. I don't know what to tell you.
My ideal next up is Brigitte from Wisconsin. My ideal celeb group date would be Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard hosting game night charades, Twister, Dictionary. See these guys get competitive over something so simple. I expect tables getting thrown when someone doesn't win. Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard, I think they're couples goals right now.
They
hashtag.
Really are. Yeah. I love them.
I'm not a huge Dax Shepard guy personally.
Well, have you seen Parenthood? That's a good show with Dax.
Couple more. Jennifer Lawrence hosting the contestants for an arena style Hunger Games.
That'd be fun.
Using paintball guns and Nerf arrows. And the last one, do you watch the show, AB? I would love to see some Vanderpump Rules cast members.
I don't.
Stassi and Bo would be great, or obviously Lisa Vanderpump.
I don't watch that show, but I'm extremely interested.
I don't either. I've seen clips. You'd probably like it. I'll put it that way. And that's my way of belittling only a show.
Yeah. You'd probably like it, AB.
AB, do you have a question in mind for the next week's mailbag?
This one's more simple, Rim. Just a simple poll type of question here. I want to know if you want Mike to be the Bachelor, yes or no?
Don't do that. I don't want getting a bunch of yeses and nos. Who do you want to be the next Bachelor?
No, because I feel like that's all Mike.
Well, then those are all yeses.
Okay.
I want people's rationale for someone other than him. Or rationale for him.
So maybe just give us someone other than Mike if you don't want Mike.
That's fair. Okay. Next, the Fantasy League update followed by our current top four. Get them ready, AB. Here are the top few. Nicole W. has 138 points. Kim D. has 129. Lillian C. has 129. Melissa B, 129. Christina R, 127. Kristen M, 127. Yours truly has 100. And I had Luke P winning, which doesn't look great right now. AB probably isn't looking up what he has, probably more than me, but less than these folks. Check the link in our the description of the show to check where you are. Our current top four, AB, do you want to go first?
Yeah.
You got him ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it.
Number four, Mike. I think he's getting a hometown. Right ahead of Connor, okay? I think Connor will be the guy that gets left off the hometowns. Maybe being too young or something. I don't know. Or just not showing up for like 5 weeks in a row. He's done nothing. Yeah. Number three, Jed.
Okay.
Chemistry's there between those two. Number two, we got to change at the top, Rim. It's Peter.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
Number one, that leaves my man Tyler. Something's there between these two. Something is there.
We had the same top four last week, I think. I did not change mine from last week. Number five is Mike. Number four is Connor S. Three, Jed. Then Tyler C. Then Peter. Your top four absolutely could see an argument for, no question about it. The Peter, Tyler, C, Jed trio, no one has really separated themselves
Agreed.
Outside of that group yet.
Yeah.
The real competition right now is angling for the fourth spot.
Their hometown. Yeah.
Yes. With Connor. I wouldn't be shocked if Connor doesn't get it. He's not opening up AB. He's not doing anything special.
That's why I didn't put him there, Rim.
Yeah, you're right. And, he's had a one-on-one date, but it was a while ago now. It's just, I don't know.
And it wasn't a traditional one-on-one date. If you remember, she was sick.
Yeah, that's right. She was sick. Oh.
Now, that might lead to him getting another one-on-one, to be honest with you.
Okay, we liked it at the time. You're right.
I don't think the man's done, but just right now, from what I've seen, it's not enough to be top four.
Conspicuously absent is Luke P.
No.
I put him, he was number six last week for me out of seven, and I only gave seven guys a shot. He is now not ranked, and I no longer give him a shot, no matter what happens next week.
We've disliked a lot of people that have been chosen as the winner of this show. Can you think of anyone that would be more disliked than him, though, if he somehow makes it through and wins this?
Yeah, no, I don't. But also, I can't even conceive of that happening because... You know, the other people we didn't like, there was always like a road to that person.
We thought they were going to win most of them.
Yes, you're right. And I don't think it's possible with Luke P. Okay, quick merch update.
Ooh.
Items will be available by the time you listen to us next week.
Okay.
We're going to have a couple different designs, including obviously the logo. I need a few days to finish that stuff up. Unfortunately, pocket tees, not available, at least not right away. We could have ordered some, but I'm done with inventory. Inventory is not fun. And the way that these stores work now, there's just no reason to take on inventory. So we will have men's and women's style t-shirts of varying qualities. You can make your selection. Tank tops.
Ooh.
Long sleeve tees.
Tank season, Rim.
Baseball tees. Ooh. Maybe onesies.
Oh.
For the kids. For the babies out there.
Okay.
Stickers, mugs, and totes. So, next week, this time next week, we'll have that information ready for you. So be prepared. And thank you to all who wrote in with their ideas for what we should do for that. Very much appreciate it. AB, on Podchaser, we are the number six most popular podcast in the world, AB. Wow, can you believe it?
Can you believe it? We come to the top.
I haven't checked my bank account, but I think we're rich now. I think that's how this works. So if you haven't had the time, please go to podchaser.com/rosecast. I believe that's the link.
What if we got up to number one, people? The 90% of you that haven't done what we've asked? What if we got up to number one?
Every time. Can I tell you something about number one?
What?
Conspiracy Corner. Conspiracy Corner about the number one overall show on Podchaser. It's a Bachelor-adjacent show.
Really?
Maybe about... It's ruthless in the streets, so I'm not going to
name them. No,
you'll go to it. You'll go to it and you'll see who it is. And I'm guessing a lot of you, if not most of you, listen to this show. They're number one. They have 1700 plus ratings and only like 10 or 15 reviews.
What's going on there, Rim?
That seems like a pretty low percentage of written reviews.
What's going on there?
The number two show has like 100 or 200 ratings. Okay. We have 60-some ratings and 40-some reviews. Why did a greater percentage of the people who rated our show take the time to write a review also? I don't know. Just something to raise your eyebrows. Something to raise your eyebrows. We'll see.
Something's fishy there, Rim.
We will see. So, long story short, number one is unattainable.
Unattainable. Okay. Number two.
We can get number two. We can get number two. AB, do you have the Bachelor headline of the week?
I sure do, Rim. Interesting article I read on refinery29.com, an article by Joyce Chen, my girl. The Bachelorette's Mike Johnson is an expert tattler, and it's why Bachelor Nation adores him.
That's the headline.
That's the headline.
Whoa. And what's the premise of that? That
he's really good at tattling. Like, and it's kind of what we talked about before. The tattlers usually go home and are non-contenders. But Mike is somehow tattling on a bunch of people and doing it really well and also avoiding any... Like, he's not getting sucked up into the conflict somehow. I don't know how, but it's just interesting.
You know, a lot of tattlers in general, that's the rule. They do go home. What we often don't see when there's a tattling situation is whether or not the lead asked that person what they thought or what they've seen. Now, even when they do that, that's still a friend zone question almost. Like Hannah's not asking, you'll notice Hannah's not asking Pete about Luke.
Yeah.
So even if Hannah's asking Mike about Cam or Luke,
it says something.
And they don't show it, it says a little something. But you're right. He is an expert tattler. The fact that he's made it this far and recently got a one-on-one date, you're right. Okay, before we finish, a friendly reminder to please follow on what are the social media things these days, AB?
Instagram, you got Twitter,
Facebook. Rosecast Podcast is the handle. Apple Podcast reviews, you got to tread carefully. You don't want to ask too much of your listeners, AB. We said, hey, Podchase, and it worked. It worked. The Apple Podcast reviews are stagnant. I'm just saying. I'm not asking for anything. I'm not asking you guys to do anything. We're just saying thanks to all of you for listening. We appreciate it. AB, you got a sign off.
No.
Nope. The next time you do will be the first time.
Classic Grim asking for me something as he sees me leaned back in my chair I'm done talking. And Grim asked me a question that you would obviously have to have something prepared for.
Yep.
It's unfair, folks.
That's on me. That's on me. We'll talk to you later.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.